Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome inside hour two of the Rod Peterson Show. Just got locked out of my own computer, so logging back in for a big hour two of episode 225 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. It's been fun. We've been recapping last night's CFL draft. It was an exciting night. BC yes. Lions stole the show. I'm not sure they won the draft. Our pundits are saying the Calgary Stampeders were the draft winners. They're the early winner leaders in the clubhouse for who won the draft. But BC trading up to get the number one overall pick, Jordan Williams, and then drafting Canadian quarterback Nathan Rourke out of Ohio, both of whom have been on this show. Certainly has me voting for the BC Lions for at least the sizzle from Thursday night. We've been answering a lot of viewers' questions, kind of had a nice back and forth going with the viewers on that. Coming up in hour two, Tony Washington, offensive lineman for the Alouettes, going to join us, and Nolan McMillan, offensive lineman of the Ottawa Redblacks. And it's not just a football talk with those guys. Tony's a player rep for the Owls, and he's very outspoken. And Nolan McMillan, I think, he's going to be the next marketing rep for the Red Blacks. He's very outspoken. So from some of the viewers, Arlene writes in. She says, curious, did anyone track draftees who had playing experience in the CJFL or other junior football leagues? I get that they can be long shots, but occasionally a diamond in the rough can be found. Well, Colton Klassen's one.
Yep.
Former Regina Thunder qualifies as a Canada West draftee, too. There are a lot of Canadian junior, which, by the way, Canadian junior football might do themselves well by sending out a news release by adding up all of their alum or players who were drafted. Wouldn't that be a novel idea?
Yeah, that would be.
Draw a little attention to yourself, CJFL.
Yeah.
Evan Dom did a really nice job with his report out of Edmonton with Canada West, went into my morning sports report, but sometimes these leagues got to help themselves.
Yeah. No, they do. I mean, you got to promote that these kids are a product of your league or your program, and you can use that in marketing and advertising and in recruiting when you're trying to get players to come to your league.
Well, by the way, I'm going to call up this Canadian Junior Football League's Twitter.
Maybe they did promote it.
Hey, I got to give them credit. From CJFL News. Congratulations to Tom Schnitzler of the Hilltops, selected 72nd overall
yep.
by the Ticats. Congrats to Colton Klassen. It's all on the CJFL Twitter. All of them. So thank you.
Yep.
Nice work.
Schnitzler went from the Hilltops. He won multiple Canadian championships and then UBC and then Colton Klassen, yeah, from the Thunder to the Huskies.
Reminds me of my favorite movie, Fletch. It's all ball bearings nowadays. Nobody sends out news releases anymore. It's all Twitter.
It's true.
Sorry, I just was thinking, type out your news release, jam it in the fax machine, and send it out. Or just put it on Twitter. It's all ball bearings nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, Tony Washington of the Alouettes, but this is funny. So tonight on TSN, it's a doubleheader of the 09 and 10 Grey Cups. On both occasions, if you need to be reminded, the Montreal Alouettes beat the Saskatchewan Roughriders. I broadcast them both. We're asking, what's the name of it? I haven't seen a name because they've had Ricky Ray Night, Stadium Legacy Night, blah, blah, blah. Bill Lothian, one of our viewers, wrote in and said, it's called Netflix Night in Saskatchewan. That's the winner. Bill might be the rock star of the day.
Yeah.
It's Netflix Night in Saskatchewan. Not watching. Boy, people are really getting into this, aren't they?
Oh,
with
yeah.
the draft last night. Who won? Who didn't? Lauren Smith, CFL fan, writes in. He says, at least seven former CJFL players drafted according to the CJFL Twitter feed. They're all over it. So I got to say kudos to them. What else? I'm waiting on that statement from Canada West today, and I was led to believe that it would be football. Do you have any idea what that might be?
No, I'm assuming that it's just going to be an update moving forward. That'd be my guess. Just kind of an outlook right now, because there should be getting to the, you know, the spot of the dogs' breakfasts and the spring camps, and you know, all of those things are supposed to be happening here. So it'd be an update on that, if that's being pushed back and what that process looks like, and into the summer. And you know, you're going to get different events happening as you get later into the summer, as they start to get the academic year going. That's what I would expect. I would expect just a State of the Union address, and that would be something that I would look forward to.
I'm not even sure it's going to happen. I was just told there would be a statement made by Canada West today, so I'm eagerly awaiting that. Nelson Hakowich writes it, and he says, it's officially being called 13th Man Night by TSN. Who's in charge of that? They should have been fired. That was only one Grey Cup, 09. That doesn't account for 2010, where the Riders blew it? They didn't blow it as bad in 2010 as they did in 2009, but they're both losses.
Yeah.
And both things that Ken Miller just recently has stopped thinking about on a daily basis, as he told me. They didn't blow it in 2010, so back off a little bit, but they both hurt.
Man, that still stinks.
Yeah.
Still stinks to this day.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Where was I? Where am I? Don't forget to vote later on today on our Rockstar of the Day poll for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. It'll be John Lynch, Gord Randall, Tony Washington, and Nolan McMillan. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI, and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. Just ahead of our next guest, Tony Washington, I just want to read his bio. From New Orleans, Louisiana, 6'7", 320, played at Abilene Christian, and his pro resume looks like this: Dallas Vigilantes, Calgary Stampeders, the Allen Wranglers, Toronto Argonauts, Edmonton Eskimos, Hamilton Tiger Cats, and now the past couple seasons with the Montreal Alouettes, where he is the player rep. He's a two-time Grey Cup champion, and he joins us now on video chat. Tony, welcome to the program. How are you?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, good to finally meet your acquaintance virtually. Where are you joining us from today, Tony?
I'm in Montreal.
Okay, good. So you're in, you're locked in, you don't got to worry about crossing the border. How's life with you these days?
Right. It's about the same as everybody else. Just trying to stay busy and not read too much into the CFL news.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it costs nothing to be positive, but everybody's got an opinion right now. And by the way, I was excited to have you on because you're a must follow on Twitter. We'll give you the viewers your Twitter handle in a moment. But, and you're the player rep there too, by the way. I mean, what's your take on Saul's comments, you know, that the commissioner won't call him back?
You know what? I haven't looked too much into that. I'm not the player rep, actually.
No.
John Bowman is the player rep. We got an email from the PA about the CFL and the CFLPA having broken contact. I don't know much about it. You probably know more than me.
Well, I don't know too much about it other than what I read, and I apologize. I guess, and I don't know why I thought that you were the player rep, other than you speak a lot for the players, Tony. Let's assume there's a season. All things being equal. I mean, you've been in Montreal long enough now. You came in at the bottom, and now you're not at the top yet, but you're on the way to the top. What was that 2019 season like?
Oh, it was good. It was special, especially coming off the season that we came off of the year before that. It was a great season to see the team come together the way that we did, with all the obstacles that were in place, the GM, the coaching change. It was a great, great year. It was probably one of my funnest or better years of playing football.
What would you credit the turnaround to?
I think it was just honestly, man, Coach Jones, you know, we really bought into his system. Everybody bought into each other. The locker room was already a great place to be. Just a credit to the guys in the locker room, man, just, you know, buying into what Coach Jones wanted, and just really want to go and get this thing, you know. That's everybody had. We agreed. We all said we needed to do it, and we went after it.
You know, and you ended up hosting a home playoff game. I mean, when you went in there, again, things weren't good. I mean, there was the Manziel thing and all the rest. What was it like being an Alouettes player? Just say they love the Alouettes of Montreal. You went from, again, the bottom to the top. That place was a hornet's nest. They brought it back. What was it like to play in front of that wild atmosphere there? I would put it up top three for hostile environments for a visitor. What was that like?
Yeah, like I said, it was special, man. It was special to watch. I mean, I've come from a couple of different teams, and I remember Montreal when it was, you know, the powerhouse that it was back in 11 and 12, and it was special to see it again because I played for Edmonton, and over the years, Montreal had lost that, you know, that vigor in the stands, but man, just watching the crowd and the city come alive was special. It was a special year.
What do you like about blocking for Vernon Adams? He's been given the keys. Right, he's the guy. What do CFL fans need to know about this guy?
Vernon's special, man. It took him a few years to get, you know, to get everything going, but once he caught on to it and he got his opportunity, man, he's special. He's fun to play with, him, and you can always look up and see something happening. You know what I mean? It's never as bad as it looks. He gets out of things, man. It's fun. He's a special player.
You know, the one thing that really impressed me was one day at Ryder practice, he was like the third, maybe fourth string quarterback, and he was asking Chris Jones if he could get in and punt on a drill. He's like, Coach, I can do it. I can do it. He just wants to be on the field doing anything. Would that surprise you?
No, he's a heck of an athlete. He's always engaged, man. Sometimes you think he's doing too much. You know, he's trying to help the wide receivers. He's trying to help the running backs. He's talking to the O-line, man. The guy is a special dude, charismatic. He's definitely one of my favorite quarterbacks to block for.
Is he a guy that do you think Montreal fans would really get behind as far as a face of the franchise potentially?
Absolutely. I mean, if you watch any of his social media or anything that Alouettes doing to CFL, I mean, people love this guy. And you know, we keep winning. Obviously, they're going to be behind him. The city is they love their team and they love winning. So as long as we're winning, I think they're gonna have to.
That's the amazing. They love you, win or tie. That's what I. Yeah. You know, because honestly, Ryder fans kind of think they have a lock on love for the team and the CFL, and they don't. I mean, in these markets, they love their team, but you got to win in a lot of them. You just pointed it out. Now, our producer Clark's reminded me of something here. And he says, Tony's showing off his guns because Chad Cacker gave us a gun show the other day. I don't know what it is with the muscle shirts. You tweeted after that was he your favorite running back to block for? And if so, why?
Man, he's one of the favorite. He's definitely top two for sure. He was special, man. He just, the way he maneuvered, the way he got out of things, you know, he worked hard. He was a hard-nosed worker, and he wasn't the guy that you expected to get it done. And then, you know, he get it done, man. And that was another great year, man. That was a bad year for me. I got cut from Calgary that year. Ended up on playing for Toronto. And that whole organization, I mean, we went through, the name is the running back we had. Anyway, he ended up going to Edmonton. You know, it was a crazy year. And Chad stepped up, man. And he played amazing that whole season. He was great. It was fun to block for him.
Was that before or after Maurtice Jackson? Is that who you're thinking of?
No, it's after. It's Boyd.
Corey Boyd.
Yeah, Corey Boyd.
Yeah, that's what Clark said, who ended up being a film star after that. Long story. Now, on your bio, it's got Dallas Vigilantes and Allen Wranglers. Is that Arena League indoor football?
Yeah, that was indoor football.
Okay, so I got to ask you this. I kind of have a dream, Tony, of a Canadian version, maybe even a Canadian conference of the Indoor Football League. Tell me why I assume you loved it. I mean, what's it like playing that, especially for a big man like you that's not at a skilled position?
It's fun, actually. In the arena football, there's only three O-linemen. Basically, both linemen could be designated as a tight end, so I did score a touchdown, so that was fun. it's a small field, small atmosphere. The crowd is really in your face. There's a lot of big hits throwing over walls and stuff like that. You know, I like the league. I think it was a better league back a while ago before it collapsed in 08. But it's trying to make its way back. But, you know, it was something that I wanted to do in between seasons when I first started playing, you know, it was a player who I used to play with in arena football that told me when he played for Edmonton, that's what he used to do. He used to go back and forth. So I tried to do that for a few years. And, yeah, I like the league. I like the concept of it. But, yeah, it is for big guys. It's a little bit different. You got to do a little bit more running.
Well, the thing is, we are, for whatever reason, the CFL needs to fight for credibility. I don't think it does. Obviously, you don't think that it needs to fight for credibility. You wouldn't have been in it for as long as you have. But when you're playing indoor football, you must have really had to defend it to football fans, right? I mean, if a CFL gets flack, I can't imagine what indoor football players get.
No, I think the people who like indoor football, they watch and they love it. You know, I never really had to defend it. People knew why I was there. It was just, you know, something to help me get to the next level. So people who like it love it, and who don't know anything about it, don't know anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope that it does come to Canada, because we're perfectly served for it. We got bad weather, we've got all the facilities, and we got players that want to play football. I think that it's actually natural. But Tony, anything else before we let you go? I've enjoyed this.
Nothing, man. Just, you know, stay safe, everybody out there. I hope we do have a season. I want to play. But yeah, there's a lot of things up in the air right now, CFL and the CFLPA. You know, no fans in the stands. You know, it's a lot of things. And one thing I know is we can't figure it out with no communication from the CFL. So I hope they get that figured out.
For sure. Well, I will say this. How often are you getting asked if there will be a season by your friends and family and teammates? And what are you saying?
All the time. All the time I'm getting asked that. But, you know, I tell them, you know, we'll see. It's up in the air. Me personally, I think it's going to be hard to sell no fans in the stands for the CFL, because that is, you know, that's a lot of the revenue comes from the stands. So, yeah, we'll see. That's basically what I tell them. We'll see. Get ready for the next chapter of your life if you need to.
Exactly. Tony, appreciate the time. Thank you. Stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Thank you. You too.
Look forward to seeing him on the field soon. Tony Washington of the Montreal Alouettes. We'll break. Other than to say, what did you take out of that?
Oh, it's great.
It's fun.
That was really fun. Yeah, absolutely. And it gets me excited, you know, about football again. And the Montreal Alouettes, to see if they can take another step forward. They had big growth last year. And there's an excited guy and an excited team and an excited fan base. So that's good for the Canadian Football League.
If I was still writing on the CFL and covering it as close as I have, and that's part of the reason why I was upset at Jeffrey Orridge, because I was the original writer at CFL.ca. I had to convince the people in the CFL head office, you guys should have articles on your league website. I was the first writer. And then when Jeffrey Orridge came in and we clashed and he got rid of me, that's the only part of it that hurt. I'm like, I started this for the CFL. And this guy didn't even know or care. But what I would write is top 10 storylines for the CFL in 2020.
Yeah.
Assuming there's football, and you just nailed one. I don't know where that would be, 1 through 10.
Yeah.
But I just, you went out to Touchdown Atlantic there working with the Alumni Association, and it was so exciting being around the Alouettes. There was just a positive vibe, a palpable, it was a living, breathing thing. You know, sometimes you're around a team and it's just dead.
I know.
There's no vibe. I'm talking about like right amongst the players and the coaches. There's not a good culture. And the Alouettes have a tremendous vibe. And it's like they did it. It seemed like they did it overnight.
Yeah.
Some teams can't break a culture for decades. Cleveland Browns.
They did it.
And Kahari just came and did boop.
He did it fast. That, you got me thinking. I mean, Dinwiddie in Toronto and Matt Nichols in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
The super team in Hamilton. Rick Campbell and Mike Riley. You know, Cody Fajardo, round two. Can he continue and be the guy? There's so many storylines. So many.
There's a lot. We'll be back. On the way, Nolan McMillan of the Ottawa Redblacks. Sounds to me like he's ready to go, is he? He's not? Okay. But we got a sports update coming up. It's a Football Friday here. Facebook Live on the Rod Peterson Show. Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
The celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back to Football Friday, everybody. Just ahead of the sports update, you saw and heard the commercial for Suds full-service car wash. They sponsor our 24-hour audio feed. You can listen to this show on a loop all day, every day, just like the Howard Stern Show. You can. It's presented by Suds, and we have a contest running today. I was telling the boys, I said, Kirby Cazell, Kirby the Curbster, just a super awesome dude. He's got his wife, Natalie, to match. They're just a wonderful family. So happy to have them involved, and we're doing a contest today. Would you mind dropping that? Because you're the puppeteer of that.
Well, yeah, it's up on our Facebook page now. So we've got some gift cards. I know springtime is car wash season, right? So there's the one on the desk right now. That's where I took the picture. I didn't even take it off. It's actually good to leave it there for the day. But we're giving it away. $50 gift card to Suds. We got a bunch of them we picked up, and we want to give them away throughout the spring and into the start of the summer. So you got to go on to our Facebook page and just like and share that post. That's it. We'll give it away.
One thing that's new about this show as opposed to my past jobs is when I go hang around with people, I go hang out with our sponsors now. And one of those is Kirby. So once every couple of weeks I go to Suds, I think I'm going to drop by there today. And we just have coffee and we shoot the fat.
Yeah.
And we're at least, he's got a 6-foot wide desk, so we're at least 6 feet apart. But you talk about this time of year, he's like, this is my Christmas.
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's getting booted. John Ohm, watching from Winnipeg. When's that gong get here?
I got the notification yesterday that it is shipped.
John Ohm.
It's on the way.
Watching from Winnipeg. Says, I went to grade school with Kirby. Kirby the Curbster. Sports update. The BC Lions insured Jordan Williams began his CFL tenure with a bang. The Lions opened the CFL draft Thursday night by moving up from the number 3 pick to first overall in a trade with Calgary, and then BC made Williams the first player taken. The 5'11", 219-pound Williams hasn't played football since 2017 when he finished second in tackles at East Carolina. The 27-year-old is an American by birth but was deemed national for the draft because his mother is Canadian. The Toronto Argonauts then took Virginia receiver Dejon Brissett, the older brother of Toronto Raptors guard forward O'Shea Brissett, second overall. They are both Mississauga products. At number 3, Calgary took Southeastern Louisiana defensive end Isaac Adeyemi Berglund of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And the Rough Riders didn't look far with the 7th overall pick, taking Saskatchewan Huskies offensive lineman Matlin Riley. The 6'3", 285-pound product of Melfort was a 2018 second-team All-Canadian. Let there be hockey. SJHL President Bill Chow tells the Rod Peterson Show the Saskatchewan's Junior A League fully expects to open its season on schedule September the 11th. Chow says that's the plan unless otherwise notified by Premier Scott Moe and provincial health officials. The Chow comments come 1 week after WHL Commissioner Ron Robison told our show their season's on schedule to start in September as well. But the Swiss Hockey Federation says it won't seek to host the 2021 Men's World Championship after losing this year's event because of coronavirus. The 2020 championship had been due to start next week in Zurich and Lausanne. It was canceled in March. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, where it is Fish Friday, by the way. Wendell's Fish and Chips, the featured menu item. Corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. Again, Wendell Clark's. See you at Wendell's as I'm blazing through to pick up my order.
Yeah.
I'm okay with where we are in the pandemic in that I like being at home, but I miss getting out around the province and going to those places like that. Charleston Hughes said it. When he was on the air with us a couple weeks ago, he misses the community appearances. And I didn't really think about it at the time, but I'm really missing it now, too. It's not upsetting me. I just would like to be able to get out and see the people of the province.
These are the prime time for that, for those community appearances, right? In the spring and the end of the school year to visit the schools and things like that as the summer's coming and you get ready for training camp and whatnot. Yeah, that does suck. This is prime hockey playoff time. I mean, we'd be, what, in the second round of the NHL playoffs right now? We'd be...
Oh, yeah.
We'd be...
That's why it's my favorite time of year.
Yeah, we'd be, you know, rolling towards a championship, if not just finish the championship in the SJ, and things are rolling in the Dub playoffs, and we'd be going all over the place, all over Western Canada, you know, to different arenas. And yeah, I miss it because you miss the morning skates where you go in the shorts and the long sleeve quarter zips or the hoodies or whatever to the morning skate with the coffee. And it's kind of nice out and you're seeing all those great people. Yeah, I miss that a lot. I miss that a lot. At least the coffee shops are open and serving. I can walk in the morning, go for a walk and pick up a coffee and leave, but you can't stick around.
That's the one thing I will say this about hockey coaches, when in a venue like that for a morning skate, even on a playoff game, they got all the time in the world. Come on into the office. Let's have a coffee. Put your feet up. Let's chat. The football coaches used to be that way. Now they're not. I don't know what's changed. But the hockey guys are still that way.
Yeah. And it's the best. You'll be sitting there at the morning skate. They'll come up to you, have a seat. They just want to chat because it's always the assistants running the practice, the morning skate. The head coaches usually aren't running the morning skate unless it's a full team practice. But even then, so the head coach will come over and, you know, he'll do his prep and whatever, but he'll come in and chat with you. And you probably get a good 45 minutes out of him, which is great. But yeah, you're right. The football coaches aren't quite the same. Canada West, they're pretty good in terms of, you know, pregame and stuff, giving you some time and wanting to have those conversations. But that's the best part of the job, is building those relationships and building that trust.
Well, now we talk about how this industry is going to change the broadcast industry when we come out of the pandemic. A lot of it is the broadcasters are calling games in some leagues off TV monitors. They don't even leave the studio in downtown Toronto or Calgary or whatever. I'm not interested in doing that at all, because the play-by-play is what I love, is the travel, the getting to know the personalities. If they're going to cut that out, I'm not interested in doing it.
Well, and that creates problems. It creates problems in terms of the reporting, in terms of the games. You wonder why certain guys are in that position. You might not like the way he sounds, or you might not like certain things, but guess what? He's built relationships. He's, you know, learned how to do that job. It's not just about calling what you see. It's not just about reporting that, you know.
Oh yeah.
Every little
anybody
piece
could
of
do
information.
That. Yeah. Anybody could do that.
Exactly.
Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question today: Who will be the best non first rounder from the CFL draft? Nathan Rourke of the BC Lions, Carter O'Donnell of the Montreal Alouettes, Neville Gallimore of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and Ketel Essay of the Ottawa Redblacks. Who will be the best non-first rounder? Is that if they ever come to the CFL? Because, yeah? 45% of you saying Neville Gallimore. That's the Riders' 8th-round pick, played at Oklahoma, and was a 3rd-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys. I really think we're never going to see him. I'm personally cheering for Nathan Rourke, because we are going to see him with the BC Lions. That's the Twitter vote. It's about the same on Facebook. Neville Gallimore is winning both polls, both Twitter and Facebook, and that is the Rider Nation chiming in on that. Is Nolan McMillan up? Okay, so we got the offensive lineman, veteran offensive lineman, Grey Cup champion from 2016, Nolan McMillan, joining us from the Red Blacks, Ontario product, and prior Ontario. How you doing, Nolan?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I got to be honest, I'm not sure I've ever heard of Ampire, Ontario. Where is it? What is it?
It's about 45 minutes west of Ottawa here. It's in what we call the Valley.
Oh, cool. Well, that's so then you're a hometown boy playing. You're living the dream out there in Ottawa then.
Sure am.
Good stuff. What was your take of the draft last night? How your Red Blacks did, do you think?
Yeah, I thought they I liked the pick in round one. I thought we got some good guys. We'll see if the D-lineman from Brown makes it up anytime soon, but I think they made some good picks.
What do you remember of your draft day, by the way? Let's go back to 2013. Does it seem like a long time ago or not that long ago? You're a first-round pick, ninth overall.
I mean, at this point, January seems like a long time ago. So back then, I was at Iowa, and that was back when they drafted NCAA redshirt juniors. So I was on my way to class, and I was refreshing the web page at my house, and so I got drafted ninth overall, and then I headed out to class.
And when you found out who got you, what was your take?
I was excited because, like you said, I was born in the area, and I'm familiar with the area. My family, my parents, and my younger brother live in Toronto, so not too far of a drive. And great area I was familiar with, and I was excited.
You know, earlier this hour, Nolan, we had Tony Washington on from the Alouettes. I asked him, what's your life like? And he basically said, trying to stay in shape, sitting at home and waiting. Every single athlete we've talked to has had the same reaction. I can't imagine yours is a whole lot different today.
No, it's not. I'm at home. My wife and I, my wife gave birth to our first child back in November, so she's 5 months now, so that's been giving us a bit of a routine to focus on, so that's been nice. But other than that, yeah, just like Tony said, trying to stay in some sort of shape.
Yeah, it's interesting because everybody asks, is there going to be a season? Isn't there? Nobody literally knows. You almost wish they'd stop asking until there's an announcement, but you also are happy that they care enough to know. But Nolan, you made the news this week, or at least got people riled up from your Twitter feed about CFL marketing and whether they should, you know, maybe I'll let you say it and tell our viewers what it was and what the reaction to that tweet was.
Yeah, I get up at about 4:30 or 5 in the morning with my daughter, make some coffee, and then I hop on Twitter for a bit. And I've been thinking about that for a while. You know, people say, now you hear people say, I'm not necessarily a Los Angeles Lakers fan, I'm a LeBron fan. Or as Tom Brady is going to go down to Tampa Bay, people are going to say, I wasn't a Patriots fan, I was a Tom Brady fan. So that's sort of the phenomenon that we're dealing with in today's social media world, where players are able to draw the spotlight on themselves and develop their own following. And I just think that the CFL hasn't necessarily capitalized that on the same way by promoting players throughout the country and sort of giving them that national exposure.
So what was the response from people after you tweeted that?
I think generally people agreed, but my thing, I wasn't trying to say that teams need to keep guys on the roster or this or that. I just think that the league needs to do more for the players to give them that exposure and to present them to the country.
But let me ask you this. Growing up, obviously, you had football in and out of the area with the Ottawa Rough Riders, then the Renegades, then the Red Blacks. But growing up, who were your idols in football, whether it be CFL or NFL?
I would say growing up, I was honestly more of a hockey fan. In terms of CFL, I can't really think of anybody that was an idol of mine growing up. In terms of football, I liked Steve Hutchinson, who played for the Vikings. That was probably my favorite player, just because I sort of always gravitated toward the offensive line. But I mean, times have changed so much, and guys are able to draw such a following now. I just think that we need and the CFL needs to promote the players and to especially the stars and to give them sort of the spotlight to allow them to develop that following to bring more fans to the game.
Well, I just called it up here. Sports fans, this is Nolan's tweet from 2 days ago. Sports fans used to be strictly fans of a team. In the superstar age, more and more fans cheer for a particular player. This increases the player's value and draws more fans to the game. If the CFL is to survive, the league needs to do more to foster and promote its stars. 297 likes, 38 retweets, 24 responses. For a Canadian O-lineman, that is going viral. That is exploding. So obviously there was a great reaction to that. But I got to think, people were writing you going, well, if you guys didn't switch teams every year, that wouldn't be a problem. Was that a bit of the backlash that you got, or was there much backlash to it?
Yeah, I would say if people were against it, then they're saying, yeah, there's guys switching teams every year. And I mean, I think that's part of the problem, but that's just sort of the nature of the league. And you play with guys or you play against guys that have played for three, four, or five teams, and there's only nine teams in the league. So, I mean, the league is very unique in that way. But again, all teams play each other at least twice a year, and you're playing in every market every year. So to be able to develop a national following for your stars, I don't think is asking too much for the league.
I couldn't agree more. Now, you did have some strong thoughts on Mark's CFL week being canceled. Was there much reaction to that?
That's just sort of an afterthought. It just seems to me, and as we're seeing right now, it seems like the CFL and the CFLPA, it turns into an adversarial relationship at the first sign of trouble. And that's not doing either side any sort of positivity. So to cancel that, I mean, that's the fans love it. The fans come far and wide to interact with the players, and to remove that week and that exposure, and now we're potentially losing the season. I mean, we're going to fall off the radar. And if the league's going to survive, the fans want to know about the players. They want to meet the players, and they want somebody to cheer for. So the league needs to do more to promote its players.
All the way from Vancouver to Ottawa, we have reaction. Brian Warishin from the BC Lions Den podcast writes it and says, Nolan's 100% bang on. Manny's been saying it for years. He's talking about Arsenault. Nelson Hakowicz writes it and says, this guy gets it. Now, I got to say this, Nolan, having played in Ottawa, you've been pretty lucky because you've only played for Ottawa. It's a fantastic environment in TD Place Stadium. As you know, does the CFL get a bad rap in Eastern Canada? Because I've been writing this week, The Athletic paid website tells me they don't cover the CFL because there's not enough appetite in Eastern Canada. And I just want to rip my phone, throw it through the wall. I mean, does it get a bad rap in Eastern Canada?
I would say that when the biggest market, Toronto, you're not able to sell at the stadium, that's just a bad look for the league. And that's an easy thing to point to if you want to be negative on the league. In Ottawa, people were so excited and so fired up when we came back. And part of that is that we were successful very quickly. And part of that is that we had a star power, like somebody like Henry Burris, who is a star. So I'd say in Ottawa, this market is excited about football, even though we had our struggles last year. But if you want to bash the CFL, it's easy to look to Toronto and say, oh, you have a city of 3.5 million people and you can't sell out 30,000 seats.
One of our friends, regular viewers, Donald Mitchell, writes in. He's a Navy guy. He says, I'm in Ottawa. It's great here. And that's what I say. Turn on your TV and watch a game in Montreal. Watch a game in Hamilton. Watch a game in Ottawa. They're going crazy. The stadiums are full. So that's why I asked if Eastern Canada gets a bad rap. And unfortunately, Toronto, I guess, in this country does represent Eastern Canada to a lot of people. I won't keep you much longer, Nolan, but again, I'm enjoying this. Very well-spoken young man you are. Let's just say, all things being equal, there's a football season in 2020. You got Nick Arbuckle there as your quarterback. You got a new head coach in Paul LaPolice. What is your thoughts on the outlook for the Red Blacks this year?
I'm very positive. I've seen in the past what a couple new additions can do to the team. And in this league, there's only nine teams. So once you make the playoffs, then you got a good chance to go all the way. So I'm positive on the team. I've loved talking to Coach LaPolice. I've gotten to meet Nick a few times, and he seems like a good guy and a good leader. So I'm hoping that we're going to get to give it a go this year. But again, we're just kind of in a holding pattern.
For sure. Well, I often say when you've got a coach and a quarterback, that's the backbone, and you've got two great ones there in the nation's capital. Anything else, Nolan, before I let you go?
I would just say another point about the lack of star power. I was watching the draft last night and the commercial breaks. There's not a single CFL player that's in any of these commercials. You turn on the TV in the U.S. and you see the quarterbacks and other star players that have national ads. So I mean I think that all just points to the fact that as a whole this league is not doing its players a big enough service.
Can you imagine? Now that you say that, if you had Mike Riley, you know, for a pizza chain, or I know exactly what you're saying, Nolan. Well, I hope that somebody picks up. Yeah, what was your degree in, by the way, at Iowa? Did you have marketing and that, or what? How do you know so much about this?
I was a philosophy major actually, and then I did a business degree afterwards. But yeah, primary philosophy. I just care about this country and I care about this league, and to see the state of affairs that we're in right now and to see sort of the way that the league decided to look globally instead of supporting and developing the game here, even at the university level. I just think that that's the wrong direction. And if this game's going to last and we're going to have Grey Cups for another 100 years, we're going to have to do something about it.
No kidding. Nolan, outstanding interview. I appreciate it. Enjoy the family time. Sounds like you are. And good luck in 2020, no matter what happens.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Wawa Red Blacks. Look, we have to break and we'll come back and talk about all. Look at this. John in Vancouver. Wow. The guy should be standing up and presenting at marketing presentations on behalf of the CFL.
Yeah.
We'll be back and we'll talk about this and more. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Football Friday. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with DirectWest for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I just received sad news. Our good friend Spoons, Jerry Spooner, longtime engineer at CKCK Radio, passing away. Sorry to hear that. Condolences to the family of Jerry Spooner. Loved him. Spoons. And I know now's not the time, but he was a lot of fun at Christmas, at office parties.
Yeah.
Does that tell you all you need to know about Spoons?
All you need
to know. A lot of fun at office parties.
All you need to know.
He's a good guy. Jerry Spooner passing. Well, I got to tell you, this is one of our favorite topics, something to really sink our teeth into. Everybody's writing in from all across the land. CFL fans, great interview with Nolan McMillan. Go give him a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Noel_McMillan. Not hard to find. As far as a marketing thing, just great looking guy. Yeah. Canadian offensive lineman. Everything you want. And if I may, he just eviscerated the CFL's marketing, where it is and where it's going, and how you don't have players in the ads. And here's a guy that's sitting watching ESPN's coverage of the draft and sees all the players in the ads and says, why don't we have that? I don't know. I'll go off and say something that'll get me in trouble here. For instance, if I said all the things Nolan McMillan just said, I'd be the biggest jerk ever. Ban him. Kick him out of the press box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he says it and it's just crickets. Why doesn't anybody listen to guys like that? And by the way, Jason in Red Deer writes in, who's a Stampeders fan, and he says, word of mouth is the best advertising. It actually is. It absolutely is. There's been books written about it, and I've read them. But nobody's talking about the CFL. That's the whole point of what Nolan's saying. To talk about the tweet from the Argos linebacker the other day, Nakas on Yaka, why do so many Canadians hate the CFL? Here's the thing. The CFL would be sitting back going, don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. It makes it less look bad. And all the teams are that way. And it's like, you want to hate on me? Please hate on me. Please. Because then you're talking about this show. I'm all for it. It's a little bit of a different topic. And I'm going to hand it over to you, Darren, because you love this.
I love it.
Too. But all of our viewers, not the whole country, but the people are just saying Nolan nailed it. Will anybody listen to him? Because people have been saying it for a long time, and it literally falls on deaf ears.
$150 million as a bailout from the Canadian government. Forget about if they get it or don't get it. They're getting $150 million worth of publicity just applying for it, just asking for it. It's good to, you know, people scoffing at the CFL, we talk about, well, for years and years and years, the CFL always outdrew the Super Bowl. The Grey Cup always outdrew the Super Bowl in terms of TV numbers. Always. And I've been looking at some of the numbers. And what, maybe 10 years ago to 15 years ago is when it started to shift. And the CFL hasn't dropped off. I mean, they were getting 3 to 4 million viewers, you know, on average for every Grey Cup. And the NFL was getting less than that. But now you look at the most recent, the CFL is still in that 3 to 4 million range in terms of viewers for the Grey Cup in Canada. And the NFL in Canada was up to 11 million. So where the NFL is skyrocketing like this in terms of viewership and impact in our country, the CFL is staying the same. So we're not really dropping off, but we're not growing either. And you see the NFL, we're just talking about this in the commercial break, NFL Canada. How often do you see their promoted stuff on your Instagram, on your Twitter, Facebook? You know, when you go to websites, you see the little Google ad of, you know, NFL Canada. And I'm starting to see this now where the NFL is really investing in this country. You know, you see influence, Canadian influencers waving the NFL Canada flag, including a good friend of mine, Ashlyn George, who has the travel blog, The Lost Girl's Guide to Finding the World. She's from Foam Lake. She's in Saskatoon. Huge travel blogger now. And she's an ambassador for NFL Canada. Big Green Bay Packers fan. So you see her wearing the gear, doing giveaways. They invited her down to Lambeau Field. They're investing in Canada. And I know that Randy Ambrosi with CFL 2.0 is doing that. And you got to go through some rough waters. You won't see results for a while. That's great. But the CFL is not growing enough in our own country. And the NFL is taking over.
Well, the NFL is just eating their lunch. And I screenshotted this morning. And I didn't even think to tell you guys until Nolan brought it up. NFL Canada Instagram. Thank you to everyone who participated in your Wear Your Jersey at Home Day. There's like 12 photos of people in NFL gear, and the top photo is a guy with his wife and kid on a park bench with the CN Tower over their shoulder in Pittsburgh Steelers. All terrible towels and Steelers gear. I'm just like, oh. Contest, maybe work together with the NFL. I don't know, because it's not my job. Guy calls in earlier, hey, Rod, call me back. I have an idea as to how to save the CFL. It's not my job. It's people's jobs that are getting paid a hell of a lot of money to do this.
We got it, Rod. We got it.
Do you? And Brian in Vancouver from the Lion's Den podcast writes in, you suck, Rod. I've been hearing that kind of stuff my whole life. That gets me excited. Like this thing of getting along with the Calgary Stampeders, I'm just not sure I want to. That's, I mean, I do, but it's not what's good for ratings.
Well, it's more uncomfortable. It feels more uncomfortable than having the hate relationship with it, isn't it?
Yes.
This isn't right. They shouldn't say nice things. Do nice things about
of them. All the things, and I've had some legendary calls for Rider broadcasts. The one that I'll be remembered for is Bo Levi, shut your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a problem with that, because at least I'll be remembered. There's some guys that been in the league for a long time, will never be remembered. You know?
Oh, I know.
So, yeah, I want to get along with Calgary. I'm just not sure that it's the best for business. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Look, we'll break and come back with overtime. Talk more on this, because I don't think you're done. Probably you've got not. More thoughts on this. And the viewers do clearly, too. And we'll talk about our business of the week. We'll talk about our rock star of the day. I got to say, Nolan McMillan is going to give Lynch a run for his money. I'm just going to put that out there. Lynch might be contested for rock star of the week, which he wins every Friday. And do you think he'll wear that hat with pride to his coffee group once this all lifts? His rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chains.
Will he ever?
It'd be even more the Pope of Chili Town. Oh, we got the McMillan family chiming in. Number 66, Nolan McMillan, red and black hearts from Elisa. That must be his wife. Somebody of the family, a big fan of Nolan. Well, we're big fans now, too. We'll be back with old. Touch that dial. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, to Overtime for Emerald Water. We got another one. In that, Nolan McMillan's wife, Elisa, she's the one that wrote, she's still on our wall, Love the Heart, number 66, Nolan McMillan. We got another one in that, a wife who has more Twitter followers than her husband because she's more active on it and more, what would I say, content engaging or something, more engaging. Who's the other one? David Ayer's wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's got like 25,000 Twitter followers.
Yes.
She went from 1,000 to 25,000 in 48 hours.
I know.
So thank you, Elisa, for watching and supporting your husband and supporting the CFL and all the rest. Can you put the comment up, Clark, from Kelly Bale? It was just a few comments ago about Nolan's comments on CFL marketing.
How many followers does Mrs. Peterson have?
I don't know.
She's not beating
you. She had to change her account, unfortunately.
She's not beating you, though.
She had to change her name. No, she's not. Twitter is not her favorite platform. I think Facebook is.
Right.
Kelly Bale writes in and says, Nolan was good, but he's not the purveyor of this opinion, and that's why no one will listen. They never have the first million times people have said this. I don't know. When they say, I've got it, we've got it. Do you? That's the thing. Where's the results that say you have it? I don't understand. That's the thing that bothers me. Nelson, thank you, Nelson, writes in. He says, this show has been a reasonable replacement, for lack of better words, for CFL week. It's not a human-to-human interaction with the players, but the interviews have definitely spiked my interest in more players, current and past, in the league. Thank you, Nelson. Good point. Had there been a Mark CFL week, it would have been canceled anyways because of the pandemic, so it is what it is. Before I get to the business of the week, and you're not going to want to miss that, you must have more thoughts on this, Darren.
Of course.
Yeah, so give them.
Well, this whole CFL, yeah, NFL thing, it's tough because I like the CFL 2.0, and I know the backyard thing, we got to take care of our backyard, but it comes down to what we were talking about yesterday, working together with everybody, right? We got to bring everybody up together. And I know that if you've got the followers already established, why am I leveraging my brand, what I've built, and I put all my effort in just to bring you along so you can make the money that I would normally charge for?
Yeah.
But if we're all stronger, the brand's stronger, then everybody can make more money, can have more success, more fans, you can sell more merchandise, you can do everything like that. But he was right. I mean, we've had, you know, the CFL around for 100 years, and we've had the Grey Cup around for a long time, and we've marketed the game really well, and there's been a ton of success. There's a reason that it's part of our culture and that there's, you know, 4 million people watching the Grey Cup game every year. But as we adapt and as we grow and our habits change and the world changes, the league's going to have to change. And at some point, you have to really shift how you're marketing the game. It can't just be cold, though, because there's still a ton of value in what we do. It's a ton of value in what television and radio and all of that stuff does. But we have to invest seriously in the new world and be willing to take a risk and be willing to grow. This is the time to do it, too. This is the time to do it. If you're going to play without fans, well, here's the time to, you know, really go all in on engaging a younger demographic, a demographic that's not coming to the games anyway. How can we reach them? They're not coming anyway. And if we're not letting anybody in, here's our chance to experiment with how we can try and reach this new set of fans and then transition into how the CFL is going to look for the next 100 years, because it won't look the same as the last 100 years. And that sucks for the football people. We get really romantic about how we've always made our money and how we've always done our business. And it is, and it does suck to move on. But you have to look ahead and understand that, hey, there's going to be a new way that the CFL is going to look. It can still be great, though. It can still be really great.
Well, but it can be better than ever.
It can be better than ever.
We're 6 weeks into this pandemic, and we're learning a lot. I don't really know what the CFL is doing behind closed doors, but we're seeing in businesses that are pivoting and flourishing, and some that just closed up their doors and quit. Some that tried and couldn't make it, and some that didn't try at all and didn't make it. You know, but the ones that are pivoting, I admire them.
Yeah.
You know, they've been interesting to study. By the way, the poll question is up. Who was the rock star of the day on Friday's RP show for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? Yeah, different poll. Sorry, Jordan. Faked him out. There you go. So far, a tie between John Frenzy and Gord Randall. to the other pole. And I'm sorry, Director Jordan, who apparently has to leave. Where's he got to go? Okay, long story that we don't have time for here. A funeral? Oop. No. They're not having funerals, Paul, didn't you hear?
I heard. Yeah.
Who will be the best non-first rounder from last night's CFL draft? The leader on Facebook and Twitter is Neville Gallimore of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Taken in the eighth round. He was the number one prospect rated going in. Went in the eighth round because he's a Dallas Cowboy right now. And we may never see the likes of him in Saskatchewan, but our voters saying he's the best non-first rounder. And they may that may be the case. So the business of the week that we do every Friday, presented by our friends at Direct West, connecting Saskatchewan businesses, and that's something that we're very proud to do here, is our friends at Sud's Car Wash. Kirby, Natalie, their four beautiful daughters. It's daughters. It's a family-run business. I had it saved up here on my screen and then Facebook updated. We're doing a contest for Sud's as the business of the week for Direct West and my Sask 411 app. Do you want to say it?
Yeah, we got a $50 gift card. Actually, the $50 gift card that's on Rod's desk, we're giving away today. So as the spring season hits, chance to get your car clean at the number one full-service car wash that we know in Regina. So go to our Facebook page, like and share that post. There's already a ton of comments over there, which is great. So we're going to give that away, and we're going to do that throughout the spring here while it's car wash season, right? You mentioned it's his Christmas time, so we want to make sure that you guys can have a chance to get out and get your car washed.
Absolutely.
Good.
131 shares I saw of that. There's something about Sud's. It has the Sud's magic, eh, Paul? There's just something, Sud's magic. People just get so excited about Sud's. I know they love free stuff too, but the contest, because we've done other contests, something about Sud's just goes off like crazy. So anyways, the MySask 411 app, I have it on the bottom. What do you call the ones on the bottom of your phone? The priority apps or
sure.
Something?
Yeah.
You're looking for restaurants. You're looking for, you know, refrigeration companies like I have, plumbing and heating companies, whatever. You can type it in. It works just like Google, but it's an app and it's on your phone and it's like a local Google. So that's our business of the week, Sud's for MySask 411. Somebody said, can we give a shout out to their wife or their sister? Can you give a shout out to Lori?
Yeah.
Can you put it up on the, who
somebody
was it?
Said it was Lori's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Lori. Hope you're enjoying it. A virtual birthday party, however they do it. Yeah. You can still pick up a cake, right?
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Any chance for a shout out to my roommate, Lori? Oh, it's a guy.
I was waiting for
what
that.
A perfect way to end
it. I was waiting for that.
It's his birthday today.
Because it's spelled L-A-U-R-I-E, but that's fine.
From Josh the Korf Korfman writing in.
That's very 2020 spelling.
Josh, you're the Zamboni driver, aren't you? I think John's the Zamboni driver. Happy birthday, Lori. And hey, here's to many more. And what else?
That's great.
Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for watching the show. And we'll get out of here. Have a safe weekend. We'll see you Monday, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
Oh,
nice hands.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.